Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. Moving along. So much to get to as we go right out, guys, to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Joining us now, he's the broadcaster for Northern Arizona Basketball. That's where Bernie Andre was last year. It's Mitch Stroman. How you doing, Mitch?
Oh, doing well here, Arnie. Thanks for having me on. This is a treat and an honor to be on in a station in Vermont. That's a first for me. So looking forward to having a conversation with you guys.
Well, excited to have you. Once we found out that Bernie was going to be coming here to Vermont, we're like, what do we know about him? I went to Arizona, so I saw one of the games where he went 1-for-10. Wasn't his best game, but I like what I see on some of the highlight reels, his athleticism. Tell us, what kind of player is Bernie?
He's a very versatile player. He's a guy that you love having on your team, but you might not necessarily like him when he's on the other team. He's one of those guys. I almost equate it to a Danny Ainge type of player. You just absolutely loved Danny Ainge when he was on your team, but when you played against him, he drove you nuts. And it was because of his intensity. It was because of his fire, the burn in his belly. To beat you no matter what it takes. He's going to be physical with you if he has to be. He's going to be, you know, crafty with you. He's the type of guy that you just love having on your basketball team, and he does a lot of things very, very well on the court.
Mitch, tell us how good the Big Sky Conference is. So, in other words, you know, how impressive are his numbers and attributes within that conference?
That's a good question, a fair question. I mean, he was with us for two seasons, and 2 seasons ago, his first year in Flagstaff in the Big Sky Conference, he was named third team All Big Sky, and he was also named Co Big Sky Conference Newcomer of the Year. So he was given two honors, and that was in his first year in the league. He was, you know, in the top 15 in scoring 2 years ago at about 14 per game. He was in the top 5 in rebounding 2 years ago at nearly 9 boards per game. He was also one of the best offensive rebounders in the Big Sky Conference. This most recently shortened season, he definitely had a little bit of a drop-off. There's no way to get around that. The numbers are simply right there for you to take a look at. But he started off this year in a different role. He wasn't the starter. He wasn't the guy that our interim head coach, Shane Burkar, leaned on heavily on the team this past season. I mean, to give you some perspective, 2 years ago, he was an outstanding player on a team that won 10 games. Wasn't very good. He was the guy. He was the guy that the former head coach, Jack Murphy, leaned on for just about everything. Rebounding, intensity, scoring. And then this past year, we had a much better team. Won 16 games under our interim head coach, Shane Burkar. And at the beginning of the year, Bernie Andre came off the bench. It was a role that he wasn't used to. I think it took him a little bit of a period of time to adjust to that different type of role of coming off the bench in the first part of the season. And then as we got closer to conference play in December, he worked his way back into the starting lineup and went on an absolute freaking tear. We got into conference play, and he was burning it up. Another guy that was just simply the type of guy that you saw 2 years ago. Once he got back into the starting lineup, he was averaging 16 points per game this past season. And you ask how good the league is. Well, the league is if you think of mid-majors, and most people do, is either high-end mid-majors or low-end mid-major conferences. We're a little bit more toward the lower side, but this past season, our conference rating was really, really good. We had a winning record in non-conference games across the board in the Big Sky Conference, and we were projected to do pretty well in terms of a possible seed in the NCAA basketball tournament. So the competition's good. I think that you're going to like what you see in this guy. He's just ferocious on the offensive glass. That's where he gets a lot of his work done, is second-chance opportunities and helping to create second-chance baskets for his teammates off of missed shots.
Mitch, this is a small community. It's a tight-knit community, and the community rallies around this team and really gets to know the players and personalities on this team. So having high-character guys is important to people in this community. How good a kid, or what kind of kid, is Bernie Andre?
Leader. He was a leader on the team here in Flagstaff. He's effusive. He's positive. He's got one of the biggest, most electric smiles that you've ever seen on a basketball player. He really commands your attention when he comes into the room. I just love the guy. I'm just going to get real blunt with you guys. I'm so sad to see him go, but I'm so excited for the opportunity for him to continue on his basketball playing career, which is such a great program in Vermont. The type of leadership that he brings can be both through example, through his work ethic, through what he does just on a day-to-day basis, both in the classroom and on the court, in the weight room and in the practice room. But also he can be vocal. He can get after it a little bit. He can dial that type of thing up where he's grabbing a team by its collective shoulders, putting it on his back, and willing them to a victory, not allowing them to lose. He's just a really good guy. He's funny. He's got a really amazing sense of humor, which is why he goes by the name Bernie. That's not his real first name. His real first name is Jonathan. But he'll tell you the story that back when he was in elementary school, he was the class clown. And everybody loved him so much, making jokes in school. This was like in sixth grade. It was crazy. That they nicknamed him Bernie for the late Bernie Mac. and the name Bernie stuck. The nickname stuck with him through high school and then into college. And so he goes by Bernie, but his real first name is Jonathan Andre. Jonathan. So he's got this really great sense of humor, and he's a crack up, man. He would have me cracking up all the time. Sometimes he'd come over to me courtside, even in the middle of a game, during the call, and just come on over and give me a quick smile or a kind of a wink, or come over and fist bump me. Of course, not these days. There's no more fist bumping, but right. Nevertheless, this was pre-COVID-19. And you know, it was just a great rapport that he established with me and the fans. And I just think he's that type of guy that in a small community like you guys have, because we have the same thing here in Flagstaff. Our town is about 75,000 in size, and we're a very tight-knit community. Everybody knows everybody else, and he fit in really, really well. He was a fan favorite.
Mitch Stroman with us here. He's the broadcaster for Northern Arizona. We're talking about new Catamount basketball player Bernie Andre here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. You've said a lot of great things. He's from Florida. He went to college in Arizona. Is he aware that it's pretty cold here?
Well, here's the good news about that, you guys. We can get pretty cold here in Flagstaff. Yes. We're up here at 7,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of northern Arizona, and we have the full-on winter here, you guys. Not as intense as you have it in Vermont. I will grant you that all day long. Every day, I'll grant you that. But we average about 100 inches of snow a year here in Flagstaff.
Yep.
And on occasion we can have a storm drop 30 plus inches in a couple of days. So we have winter. He's been through a couple of winters here in Flagstaff. Now, we're a little bit more temperate in our winter temperatures than Vermont. He might have to get used to that a bit, but I think as far as handling the winters, he's had plenty of experience here in snowy Flagstaff.
Are you surprised that he picked UVM? How many schools were at? I heard there were like 35 after him. Were any of them like really big conference schools or what?
You know, I don't know if I would say I'm surprised that he picked Vermont. It's a good question. I think he just wanted to play in a program that would give him the opportunity to help a team get into the NCAA basketball tournament. And Vermont has a great tradition and great track record of excellence of doing that over the last several years. I think that was his main goal, was to be at a program that's a quality program and a good place. He spent a couple of years here and fit in really well. And, you know, everybody is really proud of him that he's able to graduate and transfer and be able to play basketball again for one more year. Nobody here is mad or angry at him leaving, because he's such a great guy and did a lot for this program over the last couple of years. He was a leader, like I said earlier. He was a true leader, and people really enjoyed having him around in Flagstaff. But I think he was just looking for a really, really solid program that would give him the opportunity to do the thing that he wants to do more than anything else, play in the NCAA basketball tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was going to kind of be my question. I mean, all these accolades and what a great guy and the sense of humor and everything else, but this makes four schools in 5 years. Is that a red flag in any way as you know this kid?
I don't see it as that, and I know that some folks out in your neck of the woods are a little concerned about that, and that's fair. Anytime you get a player that's been to a number of schools like that, you got to ask that question. It's absolutely appropriate. He redshirted his first year out of Miami in high school in New York, a small junior college, Mercy College, so in your general neck of the woods. Then he played a year at Wallace State Community College in Hanceville, Alabama. Had a great year there, another community college atmosphere, and then spent 2 years here, got his degree. I think that if you look at it that way, you can view it as, yeah, this is his fourth school, or you can also view it as, yeah, this is a guy that went to three schools, but he played well, was a big part of those three schools, and he actually earned his degree. So I think there's positives and minuses that you can look at, but I don't. I I've known him now for almost 3 years, and I just think he's the type of guy that, you know, again, I can only go on my track record. And when I see him here, what he did here, what he accomplished here, both as a man and as an athlete, to me, I would be excited to get my hands on him. I wish we had him for one more year. Boy, I tell you, he would be a big part of this team next year.
He's Mitch Stroman, of course, the broadcaster for Northern Arizona basketball. Mitch, well, we're very excited to have Bernie. He's going to love it here. He's going to love playing in Vermont, and we just can't wait to get started. So just tell him we're excited to have him, and thanks a lot for stopping on by. We'll have to have you on again.
Oh, anytime, guys. It's great to talk with you. Be safe. Be healthy out there, both you guys and all of your listeners. And I'm looking forward to following the exploits of Bernie with the Catamounts. I've instantly have become a Catamount fan in the great state of Arizona.